Our gospel story is uncomfortable on the face of it. And even with Lego figures, and even with simplified language, the oddness, the strangeness, the scariness, the offensiveness all shine through. What's it all about? This individual was troubled, clearly. They called it demons. We use the same designation sometimes, saying that an individual or people are fighting their demons. Usually we use medical terminology. No matter what you call it or what you call them, addiction, addicts, depression, anxiety, perhaps the saddest and scariest thing about this story is just how easy it is to relate and to put into our times. Who of us hasn't suffered from one or another of the psychological, physiological, or spiritual matters that the story raises, or knows someone who has? Even homelessness plays a part in this story. Even cutting. On this very weekend, headline in USA Today talks about the spike in teen suicides over the last couple years and how many attendant stories in that publication and in so many others across our nation about teens cutting themselves. As strange as it is, this gospel story is so much with us today. Let's jump to just one aspect of the story that raises so much for us and for our times. Did you hear that legion thing? And did you hear the complicated or ambiguous dialogue that was going on? Is Jesus talking to that one person, that him, or is Jesus talking to some kind of them? Who or what is legion? And what or they have to do with this individual and with those around him? And who is the real him? How can Jesus get to him, to the core, to the essence, to the real person? Have you ever loved or cared for someone and you couldn't get to them? Have you ever felt disconnected from your own self, from your true self? What's possessing you? What's possessing them? What's blocking you from you? What's blocking you from them? Don't miss the name, Legion. Everybody then would have got it. Legion was associated with one thing, the Roman Empire. Rome invaded, Rome took over nations and regions and held them through their army, which was dispatched in legions. Legion is the might by which the imperial power declares itself and its ways right. So this story raises the question, what's the connection between the larger community and world, the region, the people, and all the fears and anxieties that they have? What's the connection between all of that and all of them and this individual? And that's a heck of a question for us in our nation and world today, where fear and suspicion and distrust and anxiety are driving our politics, that's bad enough, and are driving the relationships between groups and individuals. What's the connection between the larger community and all of their fears and anxieties in our nation, and the way we handle and don't handle those fears and anxieties. What's the connection between all that and any one of us as an individual? Legion. That is the complicated relationship between the national and world power that on the one hand makes things safe, or at least safer, if you play your cards right, and provides things like roads and the rule of law on the one hand. But on the other hand, expects you to accept ideas like military oppression equals peace, and that the given ruler or the ways of the given ruler or ruling entity are godlike. I mean, you, they, everybody knows none of that is true. But and when this man is freed, once he becomes unblocked and is able to feel and to think and to speak with integrity, in touch with his core self and in touch with God, once he's healed, then what? Did you hear it? Did you see it? Then the people came to Jesus. They came to Jesus. They saw the man who had had demons. The demons were gone. And he was sitting at the feet of Jesus, and he was in his right mind. This is all great stuff. Then they were in great fear, and they asked Jesus to leave. Wow. Sisters and brothers, Legos or no Legos, this is a very deep and very troubling and very freeing, if we're open to it, story. Very deep and very troubling because it asks us to question our very selves. As much as this guy is so different and so clearly troubled, is he that different from us? And if all that has held him back, if all of it is somehow connected to what we all are experiencing in our world of wonderful opportunities and seemingly endless potential on the one hand, but on the other hand, horrible realities that we're just asked to accept as normal. Just the way things are. If what troubles people who are troubled by, say, addiction, depression, or anxiety in our world is itself connected to the ethos or to the context or to the network or to the matrix that we all live in and on some level can't live without, well, even as I start to listen to myself, this is starting to sound like a horror movie or some kind of thriller that I can't get out of. And since I'm not a movie maker or TV producer, I won't even try. I am a preacher, so let me try to preach this. First, any preacher ought to be able to tell us what not to do. So let me start with a what not to do. Here's a what not to do coming out of this story. Don't be afraid. That's a pretty safe principle for a preacher to start with. Don't be afraid is spoken 352 times in the Bible by angels alone. That's a pretty good biblical principle. And it's spoken by Jesus and others. So let's take that from this story. Don't be afraid. But there's another biggie coming out of this story. And it's another don't. Don't do like these people in the story do. Here in this story, there's a change, a big change, a world-changing transformation. A brother, a troubled brother, gets better, gets healthy, sees and experiences himself for what he really is, a child of God, in touch with God and himself. And how do the people react? They're afraid. They're afraid, and they ask Jesus to leave. No more change, please. No more change. Get away. The clarity of it, the terrible clarity of it, is brilliant and scarier even than all the other scary things in the story. Here, change comes their way. Change worthy of the kingdom of God, putting this brother and potentially all of them in touch with God and in touch with their true selves to experience the world and each other and their own selves with integrity. Healing, wholeness, growth, wow! But that change itself calls into question so many assumptions. Legion is drowned. And him, that crazy guy, him changing? That calls into question the way things are defined and justified. Even if I already know deep down that all of that defining and all of that justifying is so much misinformation and half-truth. But it's my misinformation and half-truth. It's what we together live with on a day-to-day basis. What's going to happen? No! Don't change my world. No! The way these people act at the end of the story is exactly what not to do when Jesus and Jesus' Spirit touches you. They show us exactly what not to do when we are blessed, as we are always having available to us, blessed by being touched by Jesus and the Spirit of God. Where do you find truth? Where do you find integrity? Let's keep it simple. St. Paul did. In our first lesson, if one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it. Now you are one body of Christ, and individually, members of it. If one member suffers, all suffer. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. Any truth that puffs up one person or one group and puts down another is no truth at all. Any truth that tells you that you are great and you are going to do great, and you are going to be great if you just sign on the dotted line and ignore the harm that is being done over there or is being done in here, is no truth at all. As we come to a close of this brief reflection, notice how Jesus encounters this person. Does he tell him what to believe? Does he define or categorize him or define or categorize others around him? No. What does Jesus do? He asks him his name. Who are you? Jesus asks. Who are you? Who are you? That's where the healing begins. Sisters and brothers, in the name of Jesus, I ask you, I ask all of us, who are you? Let Jesus, let the Spirit of God encounter you, encounter us, right there. God and you, the real you. God and the real us. Are you open to that? Are you ready? God and the real you. Now that's a combination that I know is bound to change the world. And let all of God's sisters and brothers say together, Amen. Amen.